Yo, we're back. Foul Hooked Whitey, the Vanilla Gorilla, part three.
Best part.
So you just dropped kind of an epiphany bomb on me, like literally 45, 60 seconds ago. And you summarized just your plight of being a fisherman, being a human, being happy.
Absolutely.
With what's going on.
Positive.
You probably can't repeat that, but say it again if you can.
You know, it's this world that we're in is 5.3 billion years old. Yeah. I'm sure there's maybe a little older, maybe a little less.
Yeah.
But I'm just happy that we're put on at this time during this 5.3 billion years where we got fly rods.
Wow.
We got fiberglass.
Wow.
We got streamers.
We got trout.
We got bonefish. We got vodka. We got tequila, right? We don't have raptors chasing us up the creek.
So hardcore.
Right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're right, because I think that's why we, you know, I described people, the type of anglers there are a couple weeks ago in terms of, you know, how you get your fly fishing orgasm.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, the Vanilla Gorilla is a heart of gold guy.
Absolutely. Because
your whole thing is you really do enjoy getting folks on fish.
Absolutely. I mean, it's fun. I love fishing. I try to fish as much as I can. My whole family fishes. We fish. I mean, my mom and my dad really instilled it into me that, you know, it pays to have fun. Not pays to have fun, but it's a good thing to be positive. Right?
No doubt.
Like, there's so much negativity.
Yeah.
You know, you hear about this. Everything going on with everybody's life has shit going on.
Yeah.
And that one guy, like, my girls always give me shit because I'm driving and I'll see someone that's just like probably needs a honk and a wave.
Yeah.
You don't know if that just made their day or not.
Yeah.
Right? You know? Something like that.
Oh, you're wonderful.
Little stuff like that has it, you know, I always want to get better every day.
Yeah.
We got to move forward and do stuff. And, you know, raising the three girls that I have, that's just what I want to instill into them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You've taught them to fish.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You've
spent very well.
I bet. I've seen, you know, you've definitely spent that time with your family and, you know, develop new anglers.
Yeah. Right.
Because, you know, I've mentioned, you know, we are a populated group of anglers on the fisheries that are known and that we love.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
More and more. I think the post-COVID bump's over. I think the pretenders that got in during that are gone.
Yeah.
I feel that retail-wise.
I bet.
Still selling, you know, shit to real people, real anglers.
Well, you got to sell the stuff to everybody, right?
Yeah, it's not that. It's just that there's something about fly fishing in terms of fulfillment and enjoyment that is, I think, unique to the sport of fishing.
Right, yeah.
Okay. I think this whole world of fly fishing is created by that ultimate enjoyment people get from catching trout on a fly rod, catching whatever.
It's flying, you know, tying flies just with the stuff you got in the shop to trick something that's...
The whole thing is romantic. You know, that's what I think fly fishing is, you know, perception.
Absolutely, okay? Yeah.
And we know that when things are good and what we get from it personally as people, it's worth everything, right?
Right.
But I'm going to ask you a question pointedly. What's the biggest threat to that, to what we love? What's the biggest threat to what we love being a turnoff to us?
You know, that's a good question.
I mean, you know, what is it? Is it environmental? Is it volume of people?
I think probably the biggest problem that we have probably, like you said, is environmental.
Yeah.
Right? The winters are a little bit, you know, the waterfowl migration is definitely changing a little bit over here, which is changing.
Yeah.
You know, and like I referenced being, you know, the earth being so old, stuff changes, right?
And 5 billion years old.
5.3 billion.
5.3 billion.
Right? You definitely need a fact checker.
Yeah, no question.
But it's close.
Okay.
It's an old place.
How many folks are there on the planet now?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I mean, again, in our area, that tri-state area that I've referenced, I mean, you know, I'm not sure if the migration of people is enough necessarily to ruin it.
Right.
It might hurt the experience a little bit because that just means more
people. Yeah, seeing more folks out there.
Right.
Which I'm seeing all the time now. Yeah. I mean, it has been the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Ever since COVID.
Yeah, post-COVID. You see more,
and I don't think that's doing as much as some people portray or that we think damage to our water. I don't think so. I mean, yeah, if you're going to come and keep some fish, if you're going to come fish a fishery out, I get it. That's going to affect. I mean,
We
don't do that as trout fishermen, as fly fishermen. We don't keep the fish. No, we try to take care of them. But.
No, but you know something? I think it's, I'm just going to say this. And, you know, my account's been suspended by the Nielsen Corporation, so I can't give you a current listener read.
Right.
Okay. So it's close to nobody.
Right.
Right. I could piss nobody off here by saying that I don't think there should be fucking any harvesting trout at all.
Yeah. No, I mean,
Let me clarify that before you respond,
yeah,
because you have a good opinion on it. I do not mean trout at all.
Yeah.
I meant that on certain fisheries, and I'll just come right out and say it, blue ribbon fisheries, and I could list those if you want.
Yeah.
Okay? Then what in the fucking point is it to letting anybody harvest a fish at all on the Big Hole River? And
yeah,
I assume you can.
Right.
Right. Right, I assume you still can. Maybe not brown trout.
I haven't even looked at that part of the state yet this year. There's some things changing though, for sure.
But you get what I mean.
Absolutely.
You know,
those fisheries need to be looked at and done. But then you look at the Bighorn River, where we have a lot of fish. Right.
People bitch so much about the public and the guiding and outfitting use.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. But a lot of times the governing bodies of those fisheries, Montana Fish and Game, whoever, they marginally give a fuck.
Right. Yeah.
You might
that's
have
the feeling you get. It really is the feeling that you get.
Why let somebody keep trout out of the Stillwater River? I mean, why?
Well, if they're going to eat it, absolutely they can. I think they should harvest some trout, and that's why we have.
Oh, you do?
Absolutely.
Okay. See, I'm coming from ban harvesting.
No, I mean you can't do that.
Okay.
I mean that's just inevitable. Where. That's not the right word, but I mean, if you don't kill anything, they're going to eventually kill themselves. You know, I mean, more disease, more everything. So there's a harvest factor is needs to be part of a lot of rivers. All of the rivers, I don't think so.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like when we go over to the Olympic Peninsula, those fish can't even take that fish out of the water to have a picture.
Sure,
no bar, which is great.
Yeah,
like those things are coming from the ocean, you know, into a fresh water for a matter of minutes, really.
Okay. I mean, I
and then you come to the Bighorn and the slot limit, I think they dropped it, which is good, which will help because you absolutely have guys going up there getting their limit and they're going to go home and eat them. I mean, but a guy going and getting his limit and throwing them in the garbage, that's not cool.
I mean,
but if you're going to eat a trout, that's why you live in this state, so that you can go do that and catch a fish.
I mean, a Bighorn River trout tastes as bad as bad pussy.
Oh, they're delicious. How many have you eaten?
None.
Thank you. I've eaten a lot. They're delicious.
You've eaten a lot.
Absolutely.
Out of the horn.
We had a gentleman who was the cook at one of the shops there.
Yeah.
Right? And he all us guides get out and hang out a little bit. Great chef. He also needed a place to stay, so he would cook everybody dinner, and then he'd crash out on this guy's back, you know, his spare bedroom.
Yeah.
Well, one night, it's like, what are we having for dinner? He's like, let's go get some trout. So, of course, we walk out, spend about 3 minutes fishing, get six trout for six guys. And he made that brown trout taste absolutely delicious. And I still, to this day, have clients that come out that it's like hunting. I mean, it's like a limit. Like, we're getting our limit, and they're eating them.
Okay. All right. I mean, you know, I guess.
How many trout have you eaten, though, in your life?
Not a ton. I don't really like trout, but but I'm not bringing up the harvesting subject because of me and like wanting to or not wanting to eat them. It's not that. It's the fact that I benefit so much off of the result of.
Absolutely.
Right. The less people would harvest trout to me, and I'm no fucking biologist here, clearly. I'm sitting there going, that's just more trout for me to catch.
Right. Absolutely.
So that's where I'm coming from.
I always say, especially to folks, you know, I'll go, you know, these are my coworkers out here. Why would I ever want to kill one of my coworkers when I'm a guy, you know?
Yeah, totally. But
in the long run, it's really not doing anything, in my opinion, being out there. I don't think it's doing, maybe the slot limit. Probably would have a bigger effect potentially.
And you know, describe the slot limit to me.
So I think the limit, it might have changed. It's three, maybe, It used to be 5.
Okay.
And only one can be over 18 inches.
And this is the horn?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, yeah. Got it.
And the Yellowstone's very similar.
Okay.
You know, and another thing I think needs to be brought up in your in this point is the whitefish. I mean,
well, Jesus, they're not. I mean,
we need to have, and I think I'm hopefully going to do this here this year. Dude, hopefully September 7th, we're going to have a whitey-a-thon where everybody keeps a whitey.
Yeah.
And we're going to smoke them.
Yeah.
And we're going to eat them. Have you ever eaten a whitefish?
Well, no, but I can give you just a little bit of personal history on that. Because my family, you know, my 91-year-old dad, who's in the shop every day.
Absolutely.
He will tell me about how back in the day in Red Lodge, the Finlanders, because, you know, the Red Lodge, which is a millionaire bedroom community now.
Yeah, great place.
Okay. Is back in the day was fucking European immigrant miners.
Absolutely.
That's what Red Lodge was.
Cool.
And the Finlanders, which were a big part of that population there, who immigrated from Finland. They would go to the Stillwater, and he remembers them coming back in gunny sacks full of them.
Nice.
Because they smoked them.
Yeah, we're doing it.
And they're fucking delicious.
Absolutely.
They're delicious.
The week I moved to Missoula, Montana, for my wife to go to school, 10, 12 years ago, I don't even know when it was, I decided we're just going to take a road south. We're going to go to Hamilton. We're going to hit every fishing access on our way on the Bitterroot, right? Hit every one of them. Check out the boat ramps.
Yeah.
Start scouting my land, right?
Yes.
We get to this place. There's a good old boy in a wheelchair with like a 12-foot fly rod with a spin rod on it.
Yeah.
And light little slip bobber and two little beadhead nymphs running right below this little diversion dam, right at the boat ramp. He's got a bucket full of whitefish. I look, while we're sitting there talking to him, and I mean, Carmen, she's this big. Cambry's this big. And they're looking in this bucket, and there's, I'm looking like, oh man, he's keeping trout. There was probably 15 whitefish in this bucket.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, whitefish, huh? And for years, guiding on the horn, you always hear, oh, I hear they're great smoked. The story you just said. Like, dude, I hear they're great smoked.
If the brine's right, it's.
He reaches over just like this and pulls out a jar of smoked whitefish.
Yeah.
I mean, he has smoked whitefish. He's got dead whitefish. He's got a fish on.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, this guy, and it was delicious.
Sure.
Absolutely.
They really are good. And let's face it, there's a bunch.
Right.
I mean, there's a...
I heard some craziness on the Missouri River that there's, 8, 10, maybe 12,000 whitefish a mile on some of these stretches.
Jesus.
So, I mean, you go down the Bighorn right now and look on some of those early tailouts, you'll see 15 or 20. So,
you know, I saw one time when I was just getting into the game, and I don't mean fly fishing, but just early on, right, in my career fishing. I remember being on a local fishery and seeing these kids kind of, you know, get in at the bridge, right? You know, head down and boom, within just a minute or two of fishing, you know, boom, this kid pulls out a fish, right? And I'm a ways away, so I can't see what it is.
Yeah.
And he throws that fucker up on the bank.
Oh.
And now, of course, with my experience, you know, I know what he was doing. He was thinking that whitefish are bad.
Right.
And he fucking was eradicating that fishery with one of these, you know, invasive whitefish, which, of course, whitefish are not invasive at all.
Right.
Absolutely. Right? But just the waste I saw was kind of surprised me.
Right.
So that's why I'm the foul-hooked whitey, because, you know, it's a respect thing.
Absolutely. It is. I love the whitey.
You know,
whitey is the king.
That's it. And it's kind of it's funny that you bring that up. So you're okay on harvesting fish.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm not, and not everywhere. But if somebody knows about the Madison River, there's a guy in Vermont, a guy in New Mexico. They know about the Madison, right? They know about the Madison's history, the volume of people that float it, disrupt it, right? And I only say disrupt it because, you know, rafts and drift boats probably weren't meant in the grand plan to be floating that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, they floated it with canoes.
Can you imagine the fucking, the Madison, like 125 years ago?
Yeah.
Gee, I mean, just.
That would be, I dream about it all the time.
almost uninterrupted.
Right.
When it comes to human exposure, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it just makes you wonder really what they were. If it was like kind of a New Zealand thing.
I guarantee at some point it was like that.
And obviously we're talking about cutthroat here.
Yeah,
we're not talking about browns or rainbows in Montana,
yeah,
right?
Here.
They weren't here.
Yeah.
But I wonder, you know, Lewis and Clark's got some writings as far as their fishing.
I was just going to say that, yeah.
And that includes some whitefish.
Absolutely.
And some trout, I believe.
Yeah.
and the description. Well, beautiful,
I mean, look trout. Look at this too, like the sauger and the walleye.
Yeah.
I mean, there's hardly any sauger around anywhere because the walleye is taking over.
Yeah.
So that's the sauger is a native fish to Montana.
I don't even fucking know what a sauger is.
It's just like a walleye.
Okay,
it's pretty much identical. Well,
that's a native fish.
Yeah, absolutely.
Huh.
And so, you know, maybe they had a foul hooked whitey 350 million years ago.
No question.
They did, you know, somebody did.
There's always
and they been were one. Bitching and moaning about how the whitefish are starting to take, or excuse me, the browns and rainbows are coming in and they're taking over our cutthroat.
Yeah.
You know, do we start harvesting all these browns and rainbows?
They
so that our cutthroat are, you know?
Oh my God, no.
Right?
Jesus, no.
You don't know, right?
You don't know. And the thing about it is that I, you know, eradicating the quality of a quality strain of rainbow or brown trout is just dumb as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, you're not taking 25 out.
It's
a day.
It's more just the fact that the idea that what we want as a consumer.
Yeah, everybody's buying in.
Okay, right? A consumer, really, meaning that we pay to a degree to be on these fisheries.
Right.
Right. To think that we want just fucking whitefish and cutthroat trout is dumb as fuck.
Right. Absolutely.
In the state of Montana.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's an interesting thing because, you know, I wish I was a little educated on this, especially, you know, when were brown trout introduced to the state?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, to come to Montana.
That probably pissed some, that's like your guy walking into your shop and on the mop.
Yeah.
You know, same concept, sort of.
Yeah, it's interesting if I would guess, and it would just be a guess, that if an individual was motivated to travel to the state specifically to fish for trout, okay,
mm-hmm.
that angler, that person is probably coming here, I would assume, for brown trout.
Yeah, I mean, or
no?
I don't know that. That's a question.
It
depends on what kind of guy.
You would be the answer to this.
I get the cutthroat. Like,
you're kidding me.
No, on the Yellowstone, absolutely. You got some educated fella coming out that knows that there's Montana, you know.
Yeah.
And well, it's you like, just you want to go get a cutty off the stone. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go do it. Right?
Wow.
And get one down even lower and might get a nice one.
Ooh.
You know, or the brown, no. You know, I've never seen a brown trout jump in my life. I get that all the time on the river. It's like.
I
see browns jump every single day when I bury a, you know, 3-0 in the side of their face.
Not on the side of their face. In their mouth.
And I don't run a 3-0 if I run a bead.
Yeah,
that's okay. A streamer okay. reference. Thank you.
A 3-0 for trout.
Sure. I don't care.
Hardcore. Well, it is a blood sport.
Right.
You know. So let's wrap this up. We have to because, you know, this is becoming really monotonous, right?
Right.
And that's because of me.
It's fine.
Right. We could make 10 episodes with you.
Right.
Right.
We'll do it again.
Well, for sure. And so as I wrap this up, the last real question I have for you is that, is Montana the premier state in the union to travel for quality trout fishing?
You bet. 100%.
Right. 50 states.
Yeah.
Is this it?
It's one of them.
Oh, no.
Is it the one?
Absolutely, it's
the one
you.
I live in. And no. It's, you know what I mean? That's
well,
why.
I just want to, I'd like to clarify what we have here.
Yeah. I mean, Wyoming is very, very close.
But not as accessible.
Yeah. It's harder.
So that dings that.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just in terms of the stream access laws.
Right.
Let's face it. Right?
Idaho, too, is one to look at where.
As good as Montana, though?
No. Not
okay. I, you fish honestly, Idaho.
I not a lot. I mean, okay. I some of the streams and stuff over there. It's just like Wyoming, where it's inaccessible.
Yeah.
You know, Montana is flat and wide, and we have phenomenal fishing.
Well, in the high water,
it is 100% one of the best places in the country to come fly fishing.
Now I'm going to call it number one.
All right, I agree.
Number one, fucking
it is.
You know, we are the champions. So
we anyway. Are the champions.
All right. Well, that's it. This is the Foul Hook Whitey for the Vanilla Gorilla signing out. Catch you next week.